Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise to the Most High God of Israel. I am Job Israel of Come and See Ministry. Woo! It's like having them back-to-back Sabbaths, and, you know, we want to say, I hope and pray everybody had a peaceful and a restful and joyous Sabbath. Now, I hope everybody had a really great Sabbath, man, that they got in a good day of rest. So, whatever, if they got a chance to get out, go to the park with family and spend some time there, if you guys got a chance to get out on the boats or, you know, got a chance to get out to the beach, something, man, you know, go for a walk, enjoy your life. We hope and pray that the Father allows you to be able to do them things along with ingesting His word and His presence and His conversation in the day that He chose to be recognized. That is a beautiful thing to show. Tonight we are thanking the Father for even giving us a mind to even be conscious of anything like this, and that is the month of Abib. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who, the month of Abib, what is that to anybody, you know? I think I heard it a few times on television, the old black and white movies, you know. They'll deal with things like that. You catch some old black and white movies, man, you know. Back in the day, they was really starched in Judaism and Zionism. So a lot of the messages was through the theater. And so, you know, as a child, you hear them in little hiccups and them hooks. Like, ta-da. Who knew ta-da meant thank you in Hebrew? You know, I thought it was like a hook like, you know, no, they were saying shalom. I mean, thank you in Hebrew or Yiddish. Yeah. Still Hebrew. Can't take it away from them. Excuse me. You can't take it away from them, whether it's Yiddish or not, because they're still Hebrew, so it is Hebrew. Yeah, sit up here and say, oh, that's not Hebrew, that's Yiddish. No, it's still Hebrew, because they are Hebrews. Esau is a Hebrew. He is the son of Isaac. Isaac is a Hebrew. So, that's that. man, the new moon, the Abib. Why are we here? Because 14 days from tonight is going to be the Father's Passover. And we need to know how to recognize these things in their time and their seasons. It's not just something that He have us to do, but there is a preparation. The preparation is that It's all prophetic. He's preparing his kingdom. It's prophetic. The kingdom is prophetic. And the kingdom is prophetic, and so the calendar is prophetic. Excuse me. So let's get started, man. Let's get in with the precept. Once again, the new moon into the Abib. What do you mean, man? How is the new moon have anything to do with the Abib? Well, first we're going to get prayed in, and then we're going to get started. You're going to need a calculator. I hope you have a pen and paper. And you're going to need a blank sheet of paper. You're going to have to turn it horizontal. Horizontal or landscape it. And go 1 through 14, right? And then after you go 1 through 14, I want you to start at the 6, and I want you to go 1 at the 6 and count to 9. When you're done, 9 should be a 14. Okay. So let's leave that there. And once again, brothers and sisters, brothers, if you can stand, face through them, and uncover your heads. And sisters, if you can, stand, face through them, and cover your heads as you approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on us. Teachers, our elders, and our brother and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but the light and blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy. And send forth, Father, have mercy. And send forth your Holy Spirit. Give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and give them a mind to perceive and ask to see and is to hear them out to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy to endure forever. Amen. So, the new moon to the Abib, the new moon to the Abib, you know, because first and foremost, we got to know what the new moon is, okay? So, first and foremost, let's start this in Genesis chapter 1, right? Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up at 1, and it says this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. All right? So this is the first day of the month. So after this, that's the first day. We're not going to go into all the elements that was brought forth in each day. We just want to, you know, testify that these are days that are going by. So this is the first one, right? Okay, the first day. And then Genesis 1 and 8. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Okay, we got 2 days here, right? And then Genesis 1 and 13, it said, and the evening and the morning were the third day. So we got 3 days here already. 3 days, right? And because he said, in the evening and the morning were the first day. So we got 3 days, 3 nights, 3 days, 3 nights, 3 days, 3 nights, right? According to the calendar. But so it's a hook here. Watch this. In the evening and the morning were the third day. And God saw, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. So now he set lights in heaven to set up seasons and days and years, right? So he said to him, God said, he said, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. This is why you don't see the sun giving light out there in the universe. It gives light on the earth. That's the law. It says this. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. So, now, we got to wrap our mind around this. We got 3 days and three nights, or we got what we call evening and the morning, right? Evening and the morning were the first, second, and third day, right? And so now here come the sun and the moon, right? What's first here? The moon. The moon appears on the fourth day. This is called a congenital moon cycle. From the new moon, you got 3 nights, you got 3 days and three nights of a black moon. Tonight is not a full moon. Unless you're in Africa or in somewhere in the desert where there's no clouds, you can actually see the new moon. So from right here, you count 3 days and three nights, and then there go the witness in the creation that he set the sun and the moon and the stars in the heavens for to give light upon the earth. You see, and that's on the fourth day. And guess what? When do you see that light? In the evening. And if that sliver of light is what hit the moon, there she is. She's the first right there, right? Then that's her law. So she appeared on the fourth day. But guess what? When you look at the beginning of the month, according to the calendar we use right now, which testify that tonight is the first day of Abib, you count 3 days and three nights from here. Now, you got to, that brings you into the middle of the week. This is this thing. So when the Lord was in the ground for 3 days and three nights, the earth was without light for 3 days and three nights. We're still having this conversation. And then on the third day and on the fourth day of the evening, guess what? He rose. There go a witness. It got to be 3 days and three nights. Now watch this. 1 Samuel chapter 20. And it says this. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon. I shall not see. So we know this is the new moon, right? It could have been a new moon for any month. It doesn't matter. But here's the law for the new moon. Listen. Behold, tomorrow is the new moon. I shall not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go that I might hide myself in the field unto the third day at evening. Why? Because there are 3 days and three nights from the new moon. There go the testimony right there. He is consistent with the cycle of the moon. This thing here, so this is a same testimony. You got to have 3 days and three nights from the new moon. Some of us want to say the new year began with a full moon. That's not possible. That means on the fourth day in the middle of the week, when God said he created the sun and the moon, that means he created it in a daytime for the full moon to even blast. And that would be an accurate association with that scripture. You can't do that. This is only consistent. The congenital moon cycle is consistent with astronomy, science. We're looking at the same testimony right here. Listen again. David said unto Jonathan, behold, it's the new moon. I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go and hide myself in the field until the third day of evening. So this is that thing. That's why you look at Genesis chapter 1. That's the first day, which will be the first day of the month. Now, you ask me, now asking me this, is that why am I making 14 numbers out? Because That's going to lead us to that. Those 14 is the creation numbers. So those are thousands of years from the first day. That's 1,000 years. I'm not saying the earth is 14,000 years old. No, I'm saying this side of the creation is 14,000 years old. To not say that there's a creation before us would be foolish, saying that we have a witness in the waters and in the earth. So this creation is modeled after the Melchizedek priesthood. So this is this thing. So now, when he said, in the evening and the morning were the first day, that was the beginning of the month. That was the beginning of Abib. Why? Because you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here you go, created Adam on the sixth day. That's a one. And so you say 7. So Adam is meant to take place. He get created on the sixth day. And you see this conversation again. And then he take part in the seventh day with God. But Timothy, who wrote Hebrews, which is in the 1611 version, it says this. He said, but if God gave, if God would have given a rest, he would have spoken of another place, which is on the Sabbath day on this wise. So the Sabbath day is 1,000-year increment, right? So from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and from when let there be light, here come man, then you count, he said, man is going to work 6 days, right? So on the sixth day, guess what I put it said? On the 11th day in the creation of man, or the last part of the sixth day, like, we were the last thing created on the sixth day in the creation, on the sixth day. Why? Because we were supposed to be. Because we were going to inherit all of that. Anyway, so we count 7, right? From Adam, you count 7, and you count 12 from when he said, let there be light. There you have it. You have the first resurrection. You have the 7, the 1,000 years of peace that Satan is bound for 1,000 years, right there. Then you go 8, right? Now they go to Great White Throne Judgment, right there. Some of us don't believe that there's an 8th day or anything like that. You know, no, it is an 8th day. It's an 8th day. And guess what that 8th day consists of? The 13th day, which is the creation day, which is the children of flesh. Why? Because Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13 years old. Isaac was circumcised when he was 8 days old, which is a testimony that man would be circumcised, whether you be the children of the flesh or the spirit, on the 8th day. Don't make any difference. When Satan gets bound up in the lake of fire, he don't have the power of death don't hold us anymore. We wake up, everybody circumcised. Guess what you get prepared for? This the Sabbath day, or the 14th day in the creation, or which just so happened to be the 9th day in the creation of man, which brings us to the Passover, which is the 14th day in the creation, which is the 9th day of man, which is everlasting. There's nothing else after that. We start over. So I hope you landscaped the paper and did that number, because it's going to come back to that. So you definitely want to remember that, okay? All right. So this is the thing. So the 21st century astronomy, right, that we use astronomy, tell us that you have to have 3 days and 3 nights according to the congenital moon, right? So right there, you do have 3 days and 3 nights from Genesis to Revelation, I mean, Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 8, I mean, 1, verses 1 to 18, you have 3 days and three, you have 3 days, evening, morning, you don't have the sun and the moon until the 4th day, which is a testimony that that is the beginning of Abib, Genesis chapter 1. When he said, let there be light, that's the Abib. Now, then, now, which point towards the Passover that's coming. This is why we're keeping it now, because that's what it was then in the grand scheme of things. This is that thing, right? So, like I said, also, we're going to open up this website, timeofday.com, y'all. If you can, go to timeofday.com, open up the internet. It should pop right up, right? And they're making it real simple, man. This app has been, it's just gotten better and better and better. So, right now, sunset in Jerusalem was at 5:46. Earlier today, it is now 3 o'clock a.m. The Abib is official. Sunrise is at 5:50. So there's still the Abib, right? The new moon is still in a power over Jerusalem right now. It's just now reached the Abib here in the States, in the place where I'm at, and I happen to be the Minnesota. So hallelujah for the Father's Abib. So let's look at that, right? So let's, now that we got the new moons in place, all right? So the new moon appeared at 5:46 p.m., okay? It appeared this morning at over Jerusalem at 6:36 a.m. this yesterday morning, but it couldn't be in our power yet because it ruled the night. But it appeared. And guess what? When you look at timeofday.com, guess what the moon looked like? You can't see it. It's black. For 3 days and three nights, it's black. That's what you call the new moon cycle. That's why you had 3 days. That's why David testified to that. Said, I'm going to hide in the field for 3 days and three nights from the first day of the new moon until the last day of the new moon. Peace. You see? So you got to start. You got to say the Abib began at the beginning of when he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was the Abib right there. And when he sealed it, he said, in the evening and the morning were the first day. That's the Abib. That's the beginning of everything. Why is it called the Abib? Why? Because you got Abba, A, the Father, and the Son. Abba. There it is. So it even testifies itself even through this Phoenician alphabet that we use to declare or declare most things in this world. We can declare that too. Right? So let's do that. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib. Keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt by night. And thou shalt sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock of the herd in the place where the Lord shall choose the place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. I don't have to reiterate that no more than what it just said. That's point blank. You better not eat no leavening with it. That's after the fact. Sundown or evening on the Passover, no leavening bread. End of your story. None of that. 7 days should I eat unleavened bread therewith. That's a conjunction. Remember, conjunction, junction, what's your funk? That's it. Therewith. That's a conjunction. And it says this, even the bread of affliction, for why? Because this represented Christ's affliction, for thou came forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. There shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts, neither shall anything of the flesh remain, which thou sacrifice the first day at evening, remain all night into the morning. So they're getting into the process of the Passover. But you got the Abib, right? You got to count 14 days from Abib. So if you're saying that the new moon is the beginning of the year, then you can't say this is the beginning of the year. Your Passover is going to be 14 days late or 14 days early. And that's not the law. You know why this makes so much sense? Because 15 days from this night, right here, you're going to see a full moon. And that's going to be on the 5th day, on the 15th day of the month of Abib. It's going to be a full moon. You see, on the month, on the Passover, on the 14th day, it's going to be busting a new moon. On the 15th day, it's going to be a new moon. You will be exactly in the center of the month of Abib, because the center of the month of Abib is the 15th day. Why? Because there's exactly 30 days in the month of Abib. And it's also exactly 30 days in the second month when you keep the second Passover on the 14th day of the second month. And on the 15th day of the second month, that full moon jumps off the page. This first and the second month of the year is always 30 days. And then you have your fluctuations of the month. That's why you can't use a new moon as the calculation of a month throughout the year, because it fluctuates. That's why God gives you a beginning with the new moon, and from that point, you start dealing with numbers. He don't talk to you no more about no moons. He say numbers. But the reason why we had new moon feast is for government. That's why David was there. He was there with the king to bring the account of the kingdom. That's what it's going to be for. And when our kingdom is set up, we're going to be chilled for 3 days and three nights. It's like, you know, like the sinner gets their weekend off, we're going to get it off too, you know. That's why you got to love God's laws and statutes. Now, we was bugging for on that. You know, I don't know what it was. Now, I can't imagine what was wrong with us. Our laws and statutes is just too cold. How you going to not, like, get 3 days and three nights off, you know, during the middle of a, you know, during a month? Then you get the Sabbath days off. Then you get the feast days off, but then, you know, come on, man. We was bugging. We was bugging all the way out. And then, after 6 years, you get a whole year off. And then, after 50 years, you get another whole year off. Wait. And sometimes that those 2 years will fall into each other. So it'd be like you would get two years off. We were ill for not listening to the law. We could not see how good it was to us. But anyway, it says this. So we're not going to get all off into that. The whole point of it is that on the Passover, from the month of Abib, at the beginning of the month, you're supposed to have the Passover. So it's imperative, brothers and sisters, to know when the first day of the month of Abib is. That's why you start at the new moon. Why? Because the creation started there in the evening and the morning is the first day. So you count 14 days from that point and it lands you on the Passover. Watch this. Look at this big time shout. Look at this big time call out on Abib. Watch this. Matthew 26 and verse 26, it says this. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks. Give it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. See that? That's why I asked you to landscape it. So that when you landscape it, you get this count. This shows up right here, right? The Father's kingdom. Why? Because that appears on the Passover. The only time the Father came down was on the 14th day in the creation. When Jesus was on the cross on the Passover, that's the only time we got recorded history of the Father coming down. Why? Because he said, Eli, Eli, la sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then Psalms chapter 18 said, he rode upon a cherubim. He made the dark clouds his covering and his pavilion, and he was there for me. That was the Father. He appeared on the Passover. So he come down on the Passover. This is the only time in time, this only time in the creation, the Father appeared. Before then, Jesus said, you have never heard his voice, neither shall you hear his face at any time. So who is that that blackened clouds? That was the Father. Because he said he was wrong. Go read that Psalm 18. That was the Father that came down, right? So he said, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the vine, the fruit of this vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So now we see that the Abib is a kingdom shot. So we're not only supposed to look at it for the law that it is as far as the preparation for the feast season, but it's a kingdom call from that point. So you have to be aware of what those things are. So let's look at that. Let's go in there. Let me see. This is Genesis. From henceforth, he said, I will not drink of it until your Father's kingdom. So, let's look at this. Let's go to Genesis 17. Because let's pick these numbers up throughout time. So, let's go to Genesis 17. And it says this. And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. This is Melchizedek again. And he said this. He said, now he was 99. So wait a minute. How much time this man got on this planet, right? Well, guess what? You get circumcised on the eighth day, and then you go right into eternity, which is the ninth day. This is it. He's showing us right here through the flesh that the flesh is going to have to be changed in order to get into the ninth day. So he's going to tell them how to get to the ninth day. So those of us that's looking at this understand that this 9 and 9 is pointing toward the end of time. That's why I had to write it out in horizontal so that you can see the landscape and then it'll land you on the Passover. Now watch this correlation. And I will make thee a covenant. I will make a covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and will make nations of thee, and kings shall come of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be their God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant before Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee and thy generation. It says this is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed, and after thee, every man child among you shall be circumcised. Now, he said, every man child among you must be circumcised, not woman, man. So he said, every man child among you must be circumcised. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. Right? So, and then he says this. He says, he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. This is why we had to landscape the paper and count from Adam 1 through 9. Why? Because it's imperative that we understand that on the 8th day, this represented the children of the spirit right here. He said, he that is born in thy house, one, there it is. And it said, bought with money, there were a token of the blood of any stranger also, which is not of thy seed, and that he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with money, he must need be circumcised. My covenant shall be in death in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man, child, in whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He will broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai. Okay, I'm calling Sarah. Her name. As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her. She shall be a mother of nations and kings of people, and kings and people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born of him that is 100 years old? Because he will be at that point. He'll be back at 1. And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, shall bear? She will be a 9. You see that? You see that? So she's a 9. There go that thing again. There go the correlation in time again. That's why we had that landscape laid out. And it says, once again, and Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Right. So now he's praying for the children of the flesh. You know, actually, Ishmael represents the world. Watch this. Let's go to Galatians chapter 4. And it says this, Galatians 4:21. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? You know, we're so busy trying to, you know, put people under the law. Are we listening at the speech? It says, for it is written, Abraham had 2 sons. This is the one that he was pleading for, right? He had 1. That's what God said. This one here, you're going to circumcise him in 8 days. And then the other one, he's talking about Ishmael. That's who he said, oh, that he would live before you. Watch this. Look what he called Ishmael. And the bond, he said, and he that was of the bond. No, let me read this again. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had 2 sons, the one by a bondman, the other by a free woman. But he who was by the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he that of the free woman by promise, which is an allegory of the 2 covenants, one of Mount Sinai, and which gender to bondage, which is Agar. See, you got the free woman, which is the children of the promise, that's circumcised on the 8th day, and then you got those that's going to be the children of the flesh, that's going to be circumcised when? On the 13th day, watch this, which just so happened to coexist in the creation calendar. Now you go back to Genesis chapter 17, because this is what he said, these things are allegories, right? So he said this. Now we're going to pick it up at verse, of course Abraham is going to be praying for his oldest, right? But He said this, he said, but Abraham said, Genesis 17 and 18, Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly to Opec. Right. 12 princes shall he beget, Opec. And I will make him a great nation, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which so Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time next year. And he left off talking with him. God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael and all that was born in his house, all that was bought with money, every male among the men of Abraham's house circumcised the flesh of their foreskin the same day as God said on him. See, Abraham was on it. So watch this. Listen at these numbers. This is a testimony that the circumcision is a gate to everlasting. Watch this. It says, and Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Ishmael was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. The self same day Abraham circumcised Ishmael, his son. So this is why you have Ishmael, and which is represent the creation calendar. When you count from the first day, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then you count from Adam, you say on the sixth day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there go Isaac and Ishmael together. But see, this is the thing. Why are they being circumcised on the eighth day? This is the whole point. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12. We were there earlier dealing with the Passover. But let's go to Exodus 12. And it says this. And the Lord said unto Moses, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. See, first of all, you can't be inviting anybody to the Passover. That's a no-no. They can come to the Feast of Unleavened, the 15th. They can hang out there. They can hang out at the last night, right? They can't be at the Passover. You can't invite them there. No strangers there. That's the law. They got to know about God. They got to be a snip-snip. They can't mess with the Passover. And it says this, but every man servant that is brought the money when he is circumcised, when he circumcised him, then shall eat thereof. See, when he served, that's the whole point of Abraham circumcising the strangers too, right here, that was with him. A foreigner and a hired servant should not eat thereof. You know, like you're going to have people, you know, it's going to be times that your house may be worked on or your sanctuary may be worked on, and the foreigners or hired servants will be around, and y'all going to be ready, going to be cooking. They'll be like, yeah, what's going on? Oh, we're preparing for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Passover. Oh, yeah, and you don't invite them. Nope, because it ain't for them. Yeah, but we, you know, hey, why don't you guys come out tomorrow evening? You guys can eat with us tomorrow. You know, hey, we're going to have another thing tomorrow evening. That way you can go home and get yourself together, bring your family tomorrow. But don't let them take that Passover. That ain't for them. That's only for the children of God. Now, it says this. And so, in one house shall it be eaten. See, we're not talking about a sanctuary here. We're talking about a house. He said, in a place that he chose his name, where if you baptize, that's you baptize under his name. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. When a stranger, see, this is why you can't take no Passover food home either. You know, I mean, we actually have a feast on the Passover. You know, we don't be sacrificing no lamb or nothing, but we do have lamb. And so we have an actual feast, and then, you know, I tell everybody, just bring enough, you know, because we don't want to be throwing away food. Exactly. So it says this, you know, we don't all eat under one roof, you know, like the law said. It said, all the congregation of Israel should keep it, and when the stranger shall just sojourn among with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, then let him come near to keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and the stranger shall sojourn among you. See that? See, no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. So he said this. He said, everybody got to be circumcised in order to take part in the Passover. That's why everybody on the eighth day and in the 13th day of the creation, both Ishmael and Isaac were circumcised in order to get into the Father's kingdom, which Jesus testified is coming. That's the one he said, I will not drink of this vine until my Father's kingdom, which is the actual 14th day in the creation calendar, which is the ninth day in man calendar, that he shed his flesh and stepped into eternity. This is that thing. If we look at it for what it's saying, you look at the creation calendar, it's testifying of itself. It's testifying of itself. This is why you keep the Abib, right? So watch this here. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up, okay? Let's back up to Exodus 12 and 1. Watch this. It says this. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, and said, now watch what happened on this piece of paper that you're listening to and that you are reading and that you're looking at with your own eyes. Watch what else jump out at it. It says this, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It should be the first month of the year to you. Now, we already found out in Deuteronomy chapter 16, that's the Abib. We found out, in the Samuel that beginning of the month has to be the new moon. And he testified that it has to be a congenial new moon. That is to say, 3 days, 3 nights of no moon. And on the fourth moon, they're going to hint, just like in the creation, there it is. That's how you know that the evening and the morning of the first day is the Abib. Why? Because the only person there, the only people there is the Father and the Son, A-B, Abba, A-B, there they are. You know, even in the alphabet, they have a speech unto itself. Because if those of us that understand what 100% truth is to be 100% literal. To be 100% literal is impossible to lie, which brings you to the capacity of being able to be to become 100% surrender. Because there won't be a truth you won't be able to not be able to conceive or not be able to bear. That's why people can't get the law. When you're dealing with people and you start testing them and seeing where they're at, they don't know. They're strong. They don't know. They really don't. Try the spirit. Listen at it. Watch that spirit, man. Try that spirit and see if the gospel is in it. See if it's there. You have that spirit right there. Stop busting that book open and watch it. Don't hide nothing, man. It's empty. That ain't God. God don't live there. It ain't there. Can't bust open that book. It can't testify these things that's written. He said, now watch this. He said, and speak on the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, right? That you should take him, every man, a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Now, on that paper you have, remember now, you have 1 through 14. Go to the 10th day. The 10th day is between the 4th and the 5th, which right there, that brings you right where he said, in the midst of the week. In the in the creation, God would come down from eternity in the middle of time to save us. That's what the event is, to bring us up under his blood, that he was going to step in the middle of time. Everything had a signature on it. Everything had to be according to plan. He don't do things out of order. Everything is in order. It's in plan. You don't have no loose ends when it comes to God. He's not willy-nilly. Everything is going to be in order. He gonna cross every dot, every T. That's why you can go into the law and it'll testify of itself. Here we is, we reading the law of the Passover, and we can, and he testifying of the creation in this law. You kidding me? Yes, indeed. I mean, meat for those is a good thing who's able to discern, because that means your ears is used to these conversations. But if you're not, they could be strange or can become foolish, which could be dangerous, because you start speaking against things that you don't even know about. And you start testifying against things that are dignities, that are above your station. You don't want that conversation. So he said, so we look at that, there it is again. So now, remember now we said the first month of Abib is 30 days, right? So how do we come to this conclusion? So I know somebody said, well, how do you know 30 days is a month of God? Okay, all right, well, let's check it out. I mean, first of all, here's what you do. You count from tonight exactly 30 days, and you go, the 31st day is going to be the new moon, which is going to bring you into the second month. And then after that, you can count exactly 30 days, and the 31st day is going to be the third month. And that's when, and you count 30 days from there, the 30th day is going to be the third month. Time starts moving around on you. But the first and the second month is exactly 60 days, increments. Let's look at that. Let's pick up on that. Let's go into Revelation. Revelation chapter 11. So, this is when I asked y'all to open up your calculators, And now we're going to do a little bit of math because, your brother ain't all that hot in that math or whatnot. But this is what we do. We get us a calculator. Thank God that they're mostly in all the phones now, right? We ain't got to buy them anymore. I mean, they still on the shelf at Walmart, for real? Why? That's like a watch. It's not a necessity, it's an accessory. What are we? Yeah, okay, here we go. So I hope everybody got their calculators open. Revelation 11 and 1. So this is how we know that a month of God is 30 days. So this is testify of itself, right? This is why the new moon appears on the 15th day of Abib, exactly in the middle of the month. Watch this. It says, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it's given unto the Gentiles, the holy city, till they tread underfoot 42 months. So here go a signal. 42 months. So whatever, how many days in this, we got to get 42 months out of it, right? Okay. And it says this, and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,203 score days, clothed with sackcloth. Okay. 1,260 divided by 42 equal 30 days a month. That's why the Abib is 30 days. So we see right here, even in Revelations, at the last book of the Bible, he's still telling you, you better go by this 30-day calendar. when it comes to his feast. You see, it ain't nothing in there about new moons and stuff like that. You don't see none of that there. All you see is days. So he said a month in him is 30 days. All right, well, let's see. Let's say 30 times 42, 1260. There it is. All right? So, let's go to Genesis chapter, 42 divided by 1260. Oops. No, it didn't. Ooh, it went to one. Ooh, I got it down to zero. I got it to the one. Okay. Anyway. Right. So a month of God is 30 days. Ooh, a month of God is 30 days. And so we know that the month of Abel is 30 days, right? So we got that. And we got that from the time of day calendar. You look on that time of day calendar, you count 15 days from Abel, that's going to put you on the 15th day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the new moon. The actual new moon isn't the 14th day, it's the 15th day. People think the new moon is on the Passover. It is not. Watch this. So he said, and then we got here, we got in Revelation, he's saying again, a month is 30 days. So when we go here in Genesis chapter 7 and 11, it says this. Oh man, I'm in Revelation. In the 600 year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So, in the 600 year of Noah's life, in the second month, of the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep were broken up. All right, here go the window. The second month. So we already know the first month is 30 days, right? So now we count 30 days, the first month, and then you count 17. So you say 30 plus 17 equal 47, right? Okay, skip down the verse. Because we're not interested in the flood, we're interested in the numbers. This is why you don't deal, you know, once you get past the idea, you deal with numbers. All right, so it says, the water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. So you say 47 plus 150. Equals 197, right? Genesis chapter 8 and 1. And it says this. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the water were assuaged. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. The water returned from off the earth continually. And at the end of 150 days, the water was abated. And the ark rested on the 17th day and the ark rested in the 7th month. Here it is. Okay. And the ark rested in the 7th month on the 17th day upon Mount Ararat. Now we're in the 7th month, according to the law here in verse 4, on the 17th day. So what you do is you subtract 17, 180. You need 180 days before you get to the seventh month. All right, so a month of us is 30 days according to Revelation chapter 11, right? So you say 180 divided by 30, 6. So it's true. The law is sure. So it says here, it rested the 7th day, 17th day on the 7th month. This is that thing. So this is, now we see here that that's the law. This is why you gotta be careful about the other end. Because now you need 180 days to get to the 7th day, which is the memorial blowing of the trumpets. You need to get to the 17th. You need to count 30 days in order to have the first day of the 7th month. You see how that was consistent? You see how verse 4 was consistent here, 8 and 4 was consistent with 7 and verse 11. When it said, in the 600 year Noah life, and the second month on the 17th day of the month. You see how it was real specific, how I pointed that out? Because he wanted us to do the same thing in Genesis chapter 8 and just subtract those 17 days, and you would come up with 180, which is a half a year, right? What do you mean this is a half a year? Let's look at that. 1260 divided by 3.5, which would be 3.5 years, right? Equal 360. So a year to God is 360 days, right? So a year to God is 360. So you take 360 divided by 2, 180. 180. That's a half a year. Or back it up. 360 and divided by 30. 12. 12 months in a year. 12 times 30. 360. 360 divided by 2. 180. See how you are? See how that goes? Now watch this. Let's do some math here. Watch this, okay? 360 plus 360 plus 360 plus 180 equal 1260. See that? So a half a month, a half a year to God is 180 days. That lunar calendar don't fit in here. It don't fit in the Genesis 7, Genesis 8. Or it don't fit in Revelation chapter 11. The numbers are going to be off. But if you can see here, that's the law and the testimony, right? Okay, so just say we might be wrong with this Abib month count, right? Because like I said, Abib got to be 30 days because it's a testimony that God month is 30 days, right? So let's look at that. Let's go to Daniel. Now, okay, Daniel's man. Okay, if we don't want to believe Moses, right? Okay, just say Moses might have got Genesis wrong to me, and he might have goofed up right there, right? And then we go to John. I say we don't want to believe John, you know, who wrote Revelation. Well, let's see about Daniel. Let's see what Daniel got to say. Daniel chapter 11, 12. And it says this. It says, 12 and 11, at the same time the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abominations to make a desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So, let's clear this up, all right? Let's go 1,290. We see the abomination make a desolate set up, right? Okay, now, You go to Matthew's, and he says this. Matthew chapter 24, and he says this. He says in 24:15, and when you shall see the abomination and make it desolate, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Well, we just found out that's the 1290 day, right? You notice how God ain't using no leftovers like 1292 and 1215, stuff like that, right? It's just straight, it's a zero behind everything. So as the common denominator at the end of it is a zero. So he says this, when you shall set forth see the abomination make it desolate at the 1290, like he said, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, who shall read of let him understand. Again, let him which is Judea flee out into the mountains. Why? Then you go here. Why did he say flee? Go to Revelation chapter 11. And he said this. No, Revelation 12, and it says this, and Revelation 12 and 6, it said, and a woman fled into the wilderness where she have a place prepared of God that she should feed, that they should feed her there a thousand, 1,203 score days. Well, there were your 1260, right? So, if he said she's made it there at 1260, right? 1260 subtracted by 1290 leaves 30. There were your money gain. See that? So this is why you gotta count months. You gotta count 30-day increments because that's how he's functioning. This is why you can't go with, you know, when you count from an A year, you gotta use 30-day months. That's why we went to this Genesis to show you that he said this in Genesis chapter 8 and 4. He said this: the ark rested the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the Mount of Ararat, right? Once again, that was 197 subtracted by 17, which landed us on 180, divided by 6, left us with 30 days a month. This is what this is. This is why we observe the feast days of 30-day increments. And, you know, we understand that we're not going to be coexist with a lot of brethren and stuff like that when it comes to the feast days and so forth, and that's okay. It wasn't meant for everybody to agree with everybody all the time and, oh, well, you know. But here's the thing. Let's just hope and pray that we can get some kind of understanding that when you deal with the month of Abib, because you got both Passovers in both months. You got, so they got to be 30-day increments. Now, let's go back to time and date. Go back to timeanddate.com. Okay, and go to the moon. Okay, and it should tell you the moon cycles. And when you go to the moon cycles, go to, let's see, moon rise, moon set. Let's see, moon phases. Go to moon phases. There you go. All right. So you got March 13th, you got the new moon tonight, which is now. And then you got the full moon, which is March 28th, right? And then you got the third quarter, Well, actually, let's go into the next month because we want to see what that next new moon looks like coming into the second month. So let's see. March 13th, and then oh, there it is. Okay, good. All right, and then the next new moon is April 12th. Okay, and then that will put the second Passover. And I had it in my phone that I drove over. Or maybe no, let me see. I think I saved the next one. I sure did. Hey, there it is. All right. The second Passover is the 25th. So the 25th should be, what is the moon looking like for the 25th? Right. So sundown 25th to sundown 26th, and then here come the full moon that evening on the 26th. So here, which the new moon here is on the 13th, and the full moon appears on the 28th. But the Passover is actually on the 26th. You see? Once again, the full moon doesn't kick off the Passover. It kicks off the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the 15th day of the month, which is exactly in the middle of the month. And get this, the new moon actually don't appear until the end of that 15th day. All right? So this is that thing you got to be conscious of, you know. This is all just watching the numbers and keeping up with the numbers and making sure that we got these calendars correct. You don't want to take the atonement on the wrong day. I know a lot of us have our teachers and things like that. I get that. I'd be glad to chop it up with anybody any given Sunday, man. Hey, try the spirit. Just make sure you better have that book open. Whatever, any given Sunday, I don't care. You know, we go in and we can look at these things for the lost sake, right? And salvation sake, because nothing higher than salvation. I don't care who it is. Teacher, institution, moray, swami, whatever you want to call it. Right? Okay. So, with that being said, we hope we edify someone, man. Look, we went to the digital, went to timeofday.com. We got that solidified that it takes 30 days for a month. And Abib, so Abib is exactly a 30-day calendar. The second month, according to Genesis chapter 11 and Genesis chapter 7 and 11, there's a witness in Moses, which is talking about that. So Moses and Noah is a witness that a month of God is 30 days. Okay? Because Noah wouldn't have known that it was the seventh month. Right? Because when God told him, he was just in there. He, you know, I'm sure he probably picked up day and night and things like that, but he was just there. You know, day and night. So he told him it was the seventh month. So Noah knew what his month was to God, 30 days. Right? So this is that thing. So Moses had it. Noah had it, right? And if Noah Moses had it, then Daniel had it because he told him 1290, right? He had it. And then Jesus confirmed it, right? And then John confirmed it. So you got like five witnesses, five heavyweights that's testifying that we better use a numerable calendar versus the that new moon thing. Because I didn't went from the old to the new, and they seem to want to be saying the same thing, you know, when it comes to the Abib, right? Okay, so look, man, we covered a lot in an hour and some minutes. So, hey, look, I hope everybody have a great peace year from the beginning to the end. And God willing, we live, man, I hope we get to see the kingdom shot at the end of this, because really that's what it's all about, getting into the kingdom. So in Jesus' name, man, we hope we edify someone. And I'm starting to do this way too often. I'm, you know, because I usually have my studio set up and things like that, and distracted. But yeah, so you know that's the thing, man. You know, really. One second. God, I'm telling you, Pete, I'm going to get it right. I got to get this right. But you know, the more I do this, the more this tech become more and more familiar. So it's okay. It's okay. So it works out in the end. Amen. So, and I really want to build a real studio. So that'll be cool. So, hey. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as you say here at the Sound of Living Waters, read your Bibles. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.